This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I love to bring you the Hour One Nugget and the Daily Devotional. This is a devotional, Daily Devotional special. And this special is about grief and our response to grief and what grief is. Oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus before I even begin to speak, Lord, that these would be your words and not mine. These would be your thoughts and not mine. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that this message would break down barriers, that this message would change lives, and that this message would penetrate hearts. In the name of Jesus. You know, when I felt it was right to bring this message on grief, it was because I received a message from Susanna. Now, I don't know where Susanna is, but it obviously was on her mind and she wanted some teaching on grief. She wanted me to bring this teaching and I knew it was right. Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 4, says these words: "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Our Lord Jesus himself is saying these words. He's saying this during the Sermon on the Mount, when he's speaking to 5,000 people on a mountainside. And I can see him now standing and all the people sitting. And Jesus calls out these words: "Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And in that crowd of 5,000 people, because our Lord Jesus Christ was saying these words, you can rest assured that there were people mourning. Mourning the death of loved ones, of husbands, of wives, of children, of grandparents, fathers, mothers, whoever it is, uncles, aunts, doesn't matter. But there were people in that crowd who were grieving, and Jesus could see it. So he said this: "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." You know, I get immediately from this that Jesus is saying, if you're in a mourning process right now, you will be blessed by my Father. I believe he's saying that so clearly because he says, "Blessed are those who mourn." In other words, it's right to mourn. Don't let anybody ever tell you that it's wrong to mourn a loved one, especially men, because men find it difficult sometimes to shed tears. And I believe it's part of the healing process when you are shedding those tears. And I'm talking especially to men right now. I remember some years ago the Lord giving me a picture of what tears are. Tears are healing. And when we're mourning and those tears fall, every single one of those tears is a drop of ointment the Lord is using to heal us. It shows compassion. It shows love. It shows tenderness. So important So Jesus is saying, blessed are those who mourn. They're blessed. If you're mourning, you're being blessed. And how does that blessing manifest itself? The Lord tells us, you will be comforted. The comfort is coming. And when that comfort comes, it's not just comfort, but it's a comfort blanket that is given to you by our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties, all your worries, all your troubles upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Do you hear that? If you're mourning and you can't take the pain, all you've got to do is look heavenward and say, Lord, I can't do this. Your word says that I can cast all my anxieties, my worries, my cares upon you because you care for me. Show me, Lord. Show me, Father. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. You'll find that in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 14. These scriptures, beloved, are here to help. They're here to bring such gentle balms of comfort. You know, in Psalm 147 and verse 3, it says this, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. You see, we're finding out so clearly that when we are grieving, it's for a reason. And that because it's for a reason, there's a process. And because there's a process, there's a way for Almighty God to do that which He needs to do. Because half the time, in fact more than that, I would say most of the time, when we are grieving, when we are deep in grief, that is when God is seriously getting our attention. And when we're grieving, sometimes, oftentimes, the grieving will be anger. You know, I'm thinking about if someone has committed suicide in your family, what is your response? What is your response to that? Is there anger because this person has taken their own life without any thought of you? Is there pain because of that? Well, the same thing applies. There will be anger. There will be grief. There will be tears of anguish. But the Lord says, cast all your cares upon me. The Lord says, I heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. The Lord is there to do that for you. You know, you can talk to the Father about anything. You can talk to him about anything. Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 6 says, don't be concerned about anything, but pray about everything. 2 Corinthians, the 1st chapter, verses 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. That gives us the ability, beloved. Do you see this? That gives us the ability to go to someone that we know who is grieving, and we can bring them comfort. And how do we do that? We do it by showing the love of God toward those people, towards those loved ones who are grieving. Because I know this, people will be approaching you when you're grieving, and they will be bringing God's love. Whether you can see it immediately or not makes no difference. There's so much comfort in what they say. There's so much comfort in what God does in these situations. Revelation, the 21st chapter and verse 4 says this, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. I know I brought you a lot of scripture. I know that. But I've done that for a reason. Because I want to bring you context. I want to bring you context in a teaching on grief and where we need to be. Well, I can tell you that. If you're in a situation where you're not grieving at the moment, but you know someone who is, then you need to be so close to Almighty God so that you can keep your eyes well and truly focused on Jesus, so that when the time is ripe, you can go to that person and bring comfort and bring the love of God to that person without being so trite and contrite and patronizing. But the person who is receiving it will know immediately it's coming from the Father. The person who is receiving what you're saying will know it's coming from the Father. And if you're grieving right now and you're in pain, know this. Jesus has said, blessed are those who grieve, for they will be comforted. And I pray, in the name of Jesus, as you go through this pain and this anguish, that suddenly, because you've turned your head toward the Father, that suddenly you would begin to receive the comfort that has been promised by Almighty God, so that you can hear His voice so clearly when He says to you, my child, I love you and I adore you. For you are mine. You are my possession. And I will always, always love you and care for you and watch over you. This is important. Because you are my child. In the dying embers of this daily devotional, I want you to turn toward God now and say, Father, bring me your love and your peace and your joy now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.